begins in a very interesting way. And Hashem appeared to him. What's that? Yeah, but the question really is, who's Hashem appearing to? Hashem appeared to him. Beloine Mamre, in his plains of Mamre, who Yoshe Pesach Ol Kleim, he's sitting in the heat of the day waiting for guests. Very interestingly, the Pasuk does not say who it's referring to. Yeah, so we know within context, it's referring to Avram Avinu, who just been through Bismila. But why does the Pasuk say Vayera Hashem El Avraham, Beloine Mamre? It's not so obvious.
Nobody,
I mean, obviously,
else.
Yeah.
Has been chosen,
but Vayera Elov, Elov, yeah, but yeah. But okay, but even obvious, question. Even obvious, entitled to say and say, oh, Vayera Elov, Vayera Hashem El Avraham, or Avraham at that stage. Yeah, what happened over here? Why are we not exactly?
The last person referred to is Ishmael.
Yeah, makes the question even stronger. Yeah, exactly. So why Vayera Elov? Yeah. So, it's a fascinating parasha. Parasha Vayera is the nesiyos of Avraham Avinu. It is beginning of Yiddishkeit. It's beginning of who we are as a nation, and has kept going for those thousands of years. And it's an incredible amount of what we could pick up from this week's parasha. But the yisoid is brought at the very beginning of the parasha. Vayera Elov Hashem, by introducing us in that way of to him and not saying who he was, gives us the understanding who Avraham Avinu really was. The Kli Yakov brings down that there were two parts to who Avraham was. There was Avraham Avinu, who he was as a person, in his status, where he was in the world, and Avraham Avinu, who he was in his character. Avraham is Av Hamoin Goyim. He's a father of many nations. Incredibly powerful. He was instrumental in creating different religions, as it were. Unfortunately, different nations came from him. He was an enormously powerful, wealthy, well-known individual. That's Avraham. And then there was Avraham, who he wasn't within his character. He was the furthest away from Av Hamoin Goyim. He was the furthest away of being a high-profile individual. He was a Onov. He was a Shofel. He was a Baal Chesed. He was somebody who was completely opposite to what naturally we would connect to within his status, right? So the Avraham in his status, Avraham in his character. Vayera Elov Hashem. Hashem appeared to whom? He didn't appear to Avraham. He didn't go and visit him on a social call, seeing that he wasn't well after his bris mila, because he was Avraham, because he's an important person, let me make a high profile visit. Vayera Elov Hashem. Hashem appeared to him because he was Elov, because he was anonymous, because he was an Onov, because he was somebody who worked on his chesed. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu appeared to him. He appeared to him as an Elov part of him, not the Avraham part of him. So you see from here that Kodesh Baruch Hu did the only social call in history. The only social call in history HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Avraham Avinu was not because of how important he was within the character of who he was, but because of what he was within his midos, in his anova. So I'd like to focus, and therefore we see from here that the Sheiresh of Avraham Avinu, the source of the incredible path Avraham Avinu took, was based on his anova more than anything else. And where do we see that? Later on the parasha, Avraham Avinu is fighting for those people who are opposite to what he represents, Sodom and Amira. Avraham Avinu goes in a tefillah, and Avraham Avinu says, "Vanuichi ofer ve'efer." I am ofer ve'efer. Which pasuk is this? Second. The pasuk Perik Yudches pasuk Chavzayin. Vayan Avraham vayoyimah. He's negotiating with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Hinenoi ha'alti dabel adonoi. Vanuichi ofer ve'efer. I'm ofer ve'efer." What is this expression, Anochi Ofor Ve'efer? So Ofor is earth. Efer, Ofor is dust, right? Efer is ash. So what is he saying? What's this double expression, Anochi Ofor Ve'efer? What does that mean? And it's not poetic. Every word Avraham Avinu said, he's speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a message behind it. What's Anochi Ofor Ve'efer? So the Mefarshim explain, many of them explain, that there's a difference between Ofer and Efer, and in fact they're opposites. Ofer is dust. Dust as we know it is earth, ground, right? Ofer Ofor is a context of not necessarily having any past achievements. Doesn't have a past achievement. But in the future, it has ability to grow things in it. It has potential. That's Ofor. Afer is exactly the opposite. Afer had a past. It's ash. It was from something that was useful, or a kli, or an animal, or something that had a purpose, but it is now turned into something that is worthless. So Ofor has no past but has potential. Afer had a past but has no potential in the future. Anuicha Ofer Afer, Avraham Avinu says, I am neither worth something from the past, neither do I have any value in the future. I am the onov in the real level of anova. I have no past and no future. Says the Chazal, says the Gemara, because Avraham Avinu used that tremendous language of Ofer Ve'efer, he received two mitzvahs that was representing Ofer and Efer. Ofer is it's actually Paraduma, and Efer Seita. In other words, what's Paraduma? Paraduma is you take an animal and you burn it and you make it into ash, and therefore he said because he says it's Efer, he got Paraduma. And Ofer is he scratched the earth from the ground or the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and that you use that in order to make peace between man and wife, in order to check out a Saita. In other words, they'll take it, they'll make it into a potion, give it to this woman who is suspected of misbehaving in a way, to drink it, and that way you would see whether she misbehaved or not. So you got mitzvahs. Those two mitzvahs, random mitzvahs. You know, why not Shabbos and Tzitzis? Why Ofer Ve'efer? Why those two mitzvahs? So that fits very beautifully. Ofer and Efer is the representation of past and future. In other words, what does Efer Soita do? What does the earth of Soita do? It represents the offer of Soita, correct? What's the offer of Soita do? Offer represents to identify what happened. The offer is the Soita. Yeah, that is there to the Efer. Poro, there you go. Ofer is the Poroduma. Ofer is the Seita. Seita is all about the past. Yeah, Seita is all about the past. And therefore, you take something and you say, because I'm nothing in the past, we use that in order to help us in the future. Right? And that's like a Seita. You're using something in order to help you in the past.
Isn't it, if she's not chaya, then she could give birth?
Yes, it helps her in the future, correct. But if you're actually using this, the offer, like the offer is something that potentially will help in the future, this is something to help in the future. This something represents what happens in the past to help in the future. Poraduma, though, is we're working about that is something that is working on the past. You're trying to purify something that was in the past. And that is the Poradumo, that is purifying something that happened in the past, like the Afer that is working on what happened on the past. And therefore we see those two mitzvahs are representing the past and the future. But what's it got to do with Anova? So if you connect it to mitzvahs, past and future, but what has it got to do with Anova? What's it got to do with humility? How's it got to do with that? Now this is a very, very important insight. I'm not sure who says this. I may have thought this up myself. I don't know. I imagine I didn't, but I think I may have heard it. I don't know. A poradumo is a stunningly beautiful animal. It doesn't have a blemish. It's never been worked. Yeah, it's standing there in its beauty. There's nothing like it. No animal is as perfect as a poradumo. And it stands there with all its gaiva. And it stands there amongst a herd of all the other animals that are black and white and all working all hard. And it stands there in a prestigious position, never been worked, absolutely perfect, completely red, looks good, feels good. But what does it do when it's alive? Nothing. It is absolutely worthless. The animal itself, while it's alive, is worthless. In fact, you can't do work with it. The animal, you can't plow with it. Nothing. It's a completely worthless animal. So therefore you have a situation where something looks beautiful, and it feels great, but it's absolutely worthless. When does it become powerful? When does it have any worth whatsoever? When you take the animal and you burn it, and you take its ash and you crush it, then it becomes useful. What greater lesson of humility is that? When you're taking somebody who feels great, and look at me, you're worth nothing unless you work on your midas. You're worth nothing unless you take yourself and purify yourself and take your bad midas and crush them and burn them and destroy all the bad inside you and become a person that works on himself. Then you become useful. So he would take the most beautiful animal and feels good and looks good, but it's worth nothing until you actually work on it. And you take it and you burn it in the ash, then it starts purifying not everyone around it. That is one lesson of humility. That's one lesson of anava. The anava of the soiter is on the other way, on the other extreme. Here you have a beautiful cloth. You have a beautiful parchment, right? And it's useful, it's a holdera, holdera batera here, it's going to be written, but it's going to be written with proper ink on a beautiful parchment, and it's very good, it's useful now, I can learn with it now. What do you do with it? You scratch it off, and you say, very, very nice, you're useful now, but you can be much more useful if you're used in a certain particular way. In other words, we take that dust that is scratched off from the parchment, and we put it into a special water, you can create nisin. Which means, yes, you are doing well. Yes, you are useful. But with a bit more work, have you fulfilled your potential? Have you been working from becoming a piece of regular parchment to a maisa that could be used for nisim? Have you pushed yourself to the extent? Which means humility is not only about, I'm not so great. You are great, but you can be so much greater. You can work so much more on yourself. You can turn it from something that's useful to something that can be a maisa nisim. So both of them are lessons of humility. Both the Parah Adumah and the Eifah Soita are both lessons of humility. And that is why Ofer the Eifah over here is Avraham Avinu identifying within himself, I'm nothing from the past, I have no future. He gets the mitzvahs of Ofer the Eifah, which represents things that have no past, and turn to something useful, and have no future, and turn something useful. And offer the Eifah represents two levels of humility. It offers levels of humility of understanding that sometimes looks beautiful and he feels fantastic, but until you actually burn it and you get down to work in your midas, you're worth nothing. And as well, that's a Parah Adumah, and as well the idea of your person can be something, a person is useful, but with more work and more humility and more work in your midas, you become Maisan Nisim, you can become so much greater. That's offer the Eifah. Avraham Avinu was so great. I mean, you have to understand this, just to bring this into context. Later on in the parasha, Avraham Avinu goes through the greatest test. He takes his child, Yitzchak Avinu, his future, the future of his own self, his prodigy, and the future of Klal Yisrael's future, and he offers it up, and he attempts to offer it up, because Baruch Hu takes him and he does it, and he has the greatest Nesoyin, the 10th Nesoyin according to most Mepharshim, others disagree, but this was his ultimate Nesoyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says after that, he says to Ati Yadati, now I know who you really are, and he's made it, and he has now become the Eved Hashem, he's become the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for all these generations, and he's become Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him, what does he do? Says the Pasuk, seems like a pasuk which doesn't seem so relevant. And the pasuk says, bear with me. After all this, I'll bless you, I'll give you everything you need. Avraham Avinu went back to his Na'orov. Who's Na'orov? His Na'orov was Eliezer and Yishmol. And they went together by Ershava, by Yeshiv Avram by Ershava, and Avram Avinu dwelt in by Ershava. What's his pasuk telling me? They went back. What, I think they lived there all their life. What's the pasuk telling me? They went back and he returned to his place, who he went with. Rabbi Yisai, this is Avram Avinu, who's been with Yitzchak Avinu, who's had the greatest Gilui Shechina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, after all these years, he has made it to the level of Ati Yadati. Now I know he's got tremendous brachas. And who does he go back with? He goes back with Yishmol. He goes back with Eliezer. Not like I and Yitzchak will walk ahead and you still walk behind us. Vayelchu says apostle Kumu Vayelchu Yachtov. He went together with them. He brought them in the conversation. We're all one. We came with you together. We leave with you together. He didn't make himself more special. I'm flying first class. You can fly coach. You know, no, we're all in this together. Vayelchu Yachtov. The source, the energy the Avraham Avinu had in order to become such Amuda Chesed is his Anova. That I'm not doing anything. Nothing's mine. It's all from the Rebbein Shleina. I've got to work on myself more. Less, who am I? I'm nothing. Of course I do Chesed. Nothing is mine. My child is mine. My life is mine. Nothing is mine. It's all Rebbein Shleina. Of course I've got to give everything to Tzedakah. That was the source of Avraham Avinu's Chesed. The Gemara says that, it's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that the Pasuk says, So the Gemara says, anyone who fixes a place for his tefillah, the Hashem of Avram, the God of Avram, will be his help. And when he dies, we say to him, I onov, I chosid mitamidish Avram Avinu. The Talmud of Avram, woe of Avram Avinu, yeah. But in a it brings Pesukim. So Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim, asked, we're talking about somebody who don't know who he is. He's an anonymous person who comes to Shul, plays Kaveh Mokim Netfilosi. He always davenes in the same place, Shachris Min Chomarav, he's davening there in the same place. We don't know who he is, he dies. So what do you say when he dies? Ay, Tamid of Avram Avinu, Ezra Onov, Ezra Chosi, okay, he's been Kaveh Mokim Netfilosi. We should say, what a fantastic young man who comes, an older man who comes, he davenes in Shul every day. Yeah, he's a very consistent. How do we know that he was opposite? How do we know he was an onov? How do we know all these things? How can we say these things? The terrace is, and see Pesach Frank, and it's a very, very powerful thought. He says, the person has the same place in Shul year after year, and he doesn't fall out with the Gabba, and he doesn't fall out with the president, he doesn't fall out with the rabbi, he doesn't fall out with the guy on the table in front of him, he doesn't put his coffee cups away, he doesn't fall out with the guy who keeps his dirty tissues on the table, and he daven shachris mincha marav, and he's got the same friends year after year. This person is an onov. This person is a chosid. This person is a midrash Avram Avinu, because interpersonal relationships can only be built on anova. What do you mean? He never gave me shishi. What's going on over here? Had a situation. I'm a gabba in a shul. Somebody came to me and he said to me, is it your principle to always to give away the aliyas to chiyuvim before to guests before chiyuvim? Do you always get like guests before? So I knew I was in a lot of trouble. I said, no, it isn't, really isn't. I apologize. Is there any way I can? No. He says, no, just fine. I thought you give away aliyas to guests before chiyuvim. I said, what chiyuv are you? He said, it's my anniversary. So, it's my anniversary. So the first thing I thought to myself was, grace and mazel tov, your wife must be a very lucky woman. You know, wow, good for her that she's kept going so long. But you know, but I was very present. Mazel tov, that's fantastic. Oh, mazel tov. If you show me Shulchan Aruch where it says, I'm happy to give it to you. He says, you should have known. Yeah. You should have known. Okay. So he said, you know what? That's it. It's my last time in davening in the shul, and I'm leaving. I'm leaving. So I went to the Rav, I was very upset. The Rav said, no, what do you need this fella in the shul for? I chosid, I onov, you need anov, you need chosid. That is who we are. Our chesed of who we are is based on anova. The power that we have as Jews are based on anova. Kosh Baruch Hu all give us this inspiration to use what we have. We have no future, we have no past, unless we have anova. Kosh Baruch Hu help us in the future.